Yo, L, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, there you go. There you go. There you go. Yo, E, what you got, E? Yo. Laughs. That's all she got is laughs. That's all she got is laughs. That's all she got is laughs. Laughs.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. I think I'd be a good ad-libber. I feel like they should give me the ad-lib job.
The hype man.
Yeah, that's
the
me.
The hype man.
That's it.
TK the hype man.
Hey, somebody gotta be it. Like, and I feel like every record needs one.
The rhymes after they say it. Say
yeah.
It.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a job, y'all. Anybody out there need somebody to repeat their shit on their records, it's me. It's me.
The one,
hey, it's me. You know, hey, you know what's funny? Like, you can go ahead. We can go ahead and run it down. But you know what's funny? I don't know if I ever told you this, but you know how, like, on all them gospel records and shit, it's always somebody, like, at the end. That either says like hallelujah or something like that at the end, but it's always that very passionate one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I want to be the one to do that.
Yeah.
I want to be the one that sealed the deal on it all. Let everybody know that they've been ushered in.
And it's done.
Somebody, it's done. She's the one. God just go around on everybody's album and say it's done. Yo, so welcome. Welcome. They laughing. They out here laughing at us already. Yes, they are laughing at a riot. 100%.
A riot.
Not the kind from yesterday, but yes, or any other. I'm trying to tell you. When we say riot, we don't mean that. But welcome to Communion. Sundays, 5 p.m. at Rhythmics Radio.
Hey. Yes.
At Rhythmics Radio out in Woodbridge, VA. Shout out to the good people over here. My man B holding us down with the technology.
Hey. Yes.
That was almost like a bar. Like that could have been a bar.
You should have said it.
I mean, but
call it a bar. Next time, pull it out on the beat.
I'm just saying, it could have been. I mean, when the beat come on, I lose it. You know, I lose it. I gotta remember to hold it. But 5 p.m. Sundays, Communion, me and my cousins. Two cousins not here, one cousin is here. I don't know how many weeks I'm going to say that. Full transparency, I don't know, so I can't say.
Where are you guys?
Where are the cousins? You know what? I put out a call of action, though. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the union is here.
Where's the come?
The come is here. The union is here. I become you be union. You become I be union.
Yes.
And any other cousins that want to come through, come holler at your cousins.
Yes,
I actually put out a
call
of action to my cousins. Because, full transparency, I do want to expand the perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love when Yon is here. I love when Red is here. I love when we're all here, the four of us.
Yeah.
But I got a gazillion, trillion, billion cousins. You know what I'm saying? So, any cousin can come and get on the mic in the studio with us every Sunday, and it still fit the vibe and the build to which we initiated in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So calling all cousins, if you out there and you watching, you listening, whatever, you playing it back later, if you're trying to come get in the studio with your girl, please do it. Come on. Come and union with us.
Yes.
Come union with us. You know what I'm saying? We would love to break some bread with you, break some barriers through the bond and the blood. That's what we do here Sundays, 5 p.m. Rhythmics Radio.
Yes.
What up, E?
What's up?
What up?
Sleepy today.
Sleepy. Sleepy. Herb said we funny.
Hey, Herb.
He said we funny.
We are riot.
We are sleepy. I'm not sleepy. A little, I would say, I'm probably a little exhausted, though. Mm-hmm. Not sleepy. I probably could just sit back and do nothing but not sleep.
Well, maybe that's what I am.
You know
just
what I'm saying?
Just a little tired.
Just a little. Like, I be having too many things to do.
Yeah. I'm not losing any sleep, so I guess I'm not
sleeping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still getting... Well, me getting sleep is relative, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gone so long with limited sleep.
Yeah.
My body has now adjusted to that.
Accustomed to.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm losing sleep or not at this point. I just think I'm getting the amount of sleep that I get these days.
Yeah.
But it's turning around, good people.
But you might need more.
Absolutely. Oh, well, so I could always use more sleep because sleep is something I actually enjoy. So probably if I even got 8 hours every night, I'd probably be like, yeah, I could use a nap in the middle of the day. Sleep is very restorative for me.
8 to 9 hours.
No, see, no. So the way my life looks, I pretty much probably go to bed every night after midnight to 1. That's probably almost every day. And then my team starts at 5:30 in the morning. So realistically, with me being down managers or supervisors, it's my responsibility to check those people that start at 5:30 in every morning.
Okay.
So I may not be, you know, dressed and on it, like on the way out the door, but I am up, alert, and going through the motions of the moving parts of the day that early in the day. So we're talking, you know, some days 4 hours, some days 3, depending on, you know, what's going on. Like, you know, we had the baby's party yesterday and stayed up till about 3 Friday night going into Saturday, you know, cleaning and getting everything, you know, together, whatever. Yeah, so, and then was up. Still had to check the team in. So I was probably fully active about 6:30-ish. And then that ran until it was a slumber party, so... You know, that ran all the way through. So that was almost like a 24-hour day. And then got up and, you know, a little bit of part two because today is the physical birthday. So,
today.
Yeah, so happy birthday to my little person.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Shout out to the little person. But, yeah, so I probably get on average, I'm going to call it about 5 hours of sleep. And I feel like that's being generous.
Ooh.
Now, I know...
How do you feel after 5 hours of sleep?
So, I feel like I'm so... All right, let's take it back. All right, let's get into our affirmation. Because I feel like we could just go, and not actually get into, you know, our order. So, let's slow down real quick. We're going to get into our word. We're going to get into the conversation. But first, let's get into this affirmation so that we set the tone for the show, as we always do. So,
all right, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
I'm grounded and present in this experience.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am here.
I am here.
I am whole.
I am whole. Whew! Always does me good to hear that.
Yes.
Always brings me back, sets me in place. But so going back to the question, how do I feel about 5 hours? I think that we are creatures of habit. So I think that my body knows that that's just how it is. And so I get up, like, easy. Like, I'm not a morning person. I think that I'm an all-day person. You know what I'm saying? I could manage any part of the day. So, like, if the alarm goes off or my phone rings or something, even if I'm in the dead of sleep, once I'm up, I'm up. And it's not even like a slow rolling of a, you know how some people wake up and it's like, oh, my God, please. You know, I may have a day like that every once in a while. And that's probably more along the lines of the emotional part than the physical part. But for the most times, I'm like up immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then just up from there. So I think that I've been doing the same job now for 16 years. Not particularly in this role, but somewhere between getting up at, you know, that when I was a merchandiser, I had to start between 5 and 6, which meant I was up earlier than that. You know what I'm saying? And then when I moved back here from Las Vegas, because there's 3 hours behind, I was already like up here. You know what I mean? And it took me a long time to kind of adjust and adapt from that perspective too. So I just think that I'm used to being an early bird now, so that even on the weekends, like, my body is ready to be up come 6 something in the morning, whether I have something to do or not. You know what I mean? The body is just kind of bodying at that point. That's what it does.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting into some newer routines now that I do have some supervisors that I've added to the team. I think that I'll be able to balance things out a little bit better. I won't stay up as late as at night because I won't be... I end up going through my day and doing everything, and then to tie up all the loose ends from the next day, I...
do stuff at in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? 11, 12 o'clock at night, I'm making sure that everything, all the pieces are together. Mm-hmm. So when I fall asleep, I don't wake up to a fire. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But now that I'm going to be able to, you know, kind of push some of that responsibility into places where it belongs, that might balance it out a little bit more. Maybe I'm going to get 7 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But eight to nine is a, I know that's going to be a stretch for me regardless, because I would have to go to bed so much early. Because I naturally get up between 5 and 6, like, I would have to go to bed at like 9. You know what I'm saying? 8, 9. And that's just not realistic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying
for
me?
Like,
10. I know, 10 is your time.
10.
I feel bad whenever I reach out to you after 10. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm breaking your sleep cycle.
And 6.
But how do you feel when you get up? Herb says the body will tell you. And I believe that's right. On the days when my body is saying, no ma'am, I listen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think that my mind pushes my body. You know, mm-hmm. because it knows that I have things to do.
Right.
And so I get them done. But right. how do you feel after 8 or 9 hours?
I feel great.
In comparison.
I feel great. Because I'm not a morning person and 6 o'clock is still early to me.
She said you be up early watching TV.
I do. I was just going to say that. I do be up watching TV. Yeah. Like, it's still early. I'm not up walking around. But I'm up watching TV.
It's up.
Brain is
going and, you know.
Right. So...
And I found that coffee people be up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even drink my coffee until like 7.
Yeah, but you be thinking about it, don't you?
I feel like when people
get up in the morning and drink coffee, I feel like the only thing on their mind is coffee until they have coffee. And then once they've had coffee, now they're a normal person.
No, I'm up at 6 watching something that I wanted to watch the day before. And then about 7, that's when I'm having my coffee, and then...
So, like, late night shit that come on that you can't watch past 10 because your body don't work like that?
Yeah, I watch it in the morning.
That's smart, man.
Like,
look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you teaching me something new.
And then about 7, I get my coffee and shower and...
Get with it.
Out the door by 8, 8:15.
Yeah. And see, so typically between 5 and 9, I am making sense of the world. And all of the many things that I'm responsible for that could be going wrong or not in that time frame. Mm-hmm. So I'm like at a constant pace of work come that time. Like, I'm not winding up to a day. I'm like in it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And I went to a show on Wednesday night.
I saw.
At the 9:30 club. It was great.
How was
like,
that?
It was the bomb.
It was the shit that you needed.
Oh, I needed that.
I'm glad
I
you got
that.
I'm glad you got what you needed.
So, but I got home at like midnight.
Uh-huh.
So, getting up.
Was like, oh
my God.
I
didn't watch TV that morning.
Yeah, because you needed time to process.
And I was very tired because I got up at 6 and I was exhausted.
That's the thing about us being creatures of habit.
It was like, I could tell the difference. I went to work tired that day.
Yeah. And see, so you get 8 hours, 9, whatever, and you are able to function and do what you need to do and operate in that space and be good. I do not, and yet I am able to function and do what I need to do and operate inside the space, which only speaks to the fact that people really are creatures of habit. And whatever it is that you have accustomed yourself to, whether it's your environment encouraging that or whatever it is, you will be able to flourish in if this is the model that you're living inside of and that is the model that you chose.
I mean,
you know
I
what
functioned,
saying? So,
but I was like, Lord, have mercy. Why didn't, oh my God, I'm so tired.
You were out of your element. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we all still going to do what need to be done, but are we going to do it in the way that we could have had we had, you know, full power, full mind, full body. But aside from that, let's get back to it, because we ain't really say what our week was like. We just been kind of rambling and chatting just because we sit down on the mic and just got plenty of shit to say. But for the week, how'd your week look? I know you just said you went to your show, so that was good.
So if I gave my word a week, it would.
You
I
gave
a,
your word a week.
Or I
you
mean,
gonna give
my
your week
a word. If I gave my week a word, it would be like full.
Full. Okay.
Full.
Okay.
Like full of work.
Okay.
full of fun.
Okay.
Full of joy.
Okay.
Full of questions.
Okay.
Full of like clarity, full of frustrations. Like it was just like a week of life. Like every day gave me something else. And it was full. Like Monday I was like, oh God, this is the first full week of work.
Because we
started with last week on Tuesday. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh Lord. Then I was like, oh, but these kids, oh my God, we were laughing. And then Wednesday I was like, oh, this is so great. It was a show. But then Thursday I was like, oh, I'm tired because I ain't going to bed.
Yikes.
It was just, it was a full week. And many,
I like it.
On many levels.
I like being full. I like how that feels. Especially when filled up with positive things that add value and don't take it away. Mm-hmm. I've learned that. It's that just kind of took me back to, there was a weekend I went to go visit my sister friend Erica, and we literally felt like we did like 30 things in 24 hours. I think I got there like a Saturday morning, mm-hmm. or maybe like a Friday night, like late Friday night or Saturday morning, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And then I left that Sunday morning or afternoon, something like that. But I think it was only about maybe like 30 something hours mm-hmm. that I was in town mm-hmm. and yet I think we went to dinner, so we went down to the beach and had dinner, happy hour, shit like that mm-hmm. Then the next morning we got up and I think she made like breakfast and cooked something, and we went out, we went and did something, then we went to go, because remember I was trying to go see all the different places, you know, like landmarks and shit.
Yeah.
So we went out and found out, but the day was like super full, like mm-hmm. we almost used, I feel like, every second of the day to mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. And so we accomplished a lot. Mm-hmm. And that weekend taught me that you can do whatever you want to do mm-hmm. if you set out to actually do it and then do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of times where there's so many things that we say we want or need to do that gets left on the table. And then for me personally, then I got to go back and figure out what it was about those tasks that they didn't get done, because I know what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. So if I'm leaving things on the table, why is, did I really not want to do it? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. am I indifferent about the task?
Right.
Because I know what it's like when,
right.
when I'm trying to bang some shit out, I can go all day and all night, you know? And I think that all people are like that. I think that you find that people do exactly what they want to do and when mm-hmm. and how.
Yeah.
And the time robbers are not usually what we say the time robbers are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There are things that's robbing us of time to do things we need to do that have nothing to do with the big picture.
Yeah, we're it's basically the time robbers.
You're right. The choices we make in time.
Uh-huh. Rob us of
absolutely. The choices we make in time rob us of time. Look at us. Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God, riot.
People. We are a riot. Y'all better take that shit home and do something
with
it.
Yeah, because that's deep.
Yeah, that's some heavy shit. Because
stop
it's us.
Blaming people.
Yeah, other people, other stuff,
you
the job.
You are
the
causing things not to happen.
Yeah, because at any moment, mm-hmm. all you got to do is do.
Is do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, so. But so for the week, what would I have to say? One word. So yours is full shit. Mine was full too, but I don't want to use that word. So. It was full of some other shit though. For weeks now, we got somebody want to be in our video. Might pull him in. Y'all not going to be able to hear him on the radio though. That's the only thing that don't make it make sense. But I don't know. After I finish answering, I might let her pop up in here. But I would say that I have found myself to be having much more compassion than I've ever had to have with people recently. So I am going to say that my week is a phrase. Mine's is going to be a phrase, and it's going to be part of yours and part of mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say full of compassion. Mm-hmm. Because some of the things that I experience and deal with on a day-to-day, work and outside, put me in a position where I have to often remind myself, and we talked about this last week when Mr. Chase Fitness was here. So shout out to Mr. Chase Fitness if you're watching. Thank you for coming on the show, by the way. I think it was a dope-ass show, and I'd love to have you here again. But in thinking about some of the stuff we were talking about with him last week, I am constantly reminding myself that I am alive and that I am breathing and that I was a kid and then I was a teenager and then I was married and now I'm divorced and I was a daughter. Like, I'm constantly, like, putting myself in other people's shoes so that I can have room and hold space for them inside their mess. The only thing that I feel like I struggle with around that compassion, because when I was writing here, my word was compromise. And now in speaking to the compassion, I think it's both. Because sometimes I find that my compassion compromises other things. And I'm trying to find a balance between holding space for myself and being in alignment with, you know, whatever self-love and compassion I need for myself while having it for other people. You know what I mean? And figuring out how to draw that line without compromising myself. But I do find myself, like, going through that. I think about, you know, being younger and some of the things that I went through, you know, as a teenager with my mom and stuff like that. You know, I feel like me and my mom banged a little bit. But I know that a lot of that was driven by me just being a teenager. You know, teenagers are rebellious and shit. You think you know everything. And you know what I'm saying? You know more than...
Basic teenager.
Yeah, you think you know more than you know, even though a lot of times you know more than adults give you credit for. You know what I'm saying? So there's always some, you know, resistance as it relates to that. And if I actually had her in the studio, she might say something different, but... From my perspective, I don't ever feel like I've, like, blatantly, like, disrespected her, you know. Like, I don't feel like I talk crazy to her and shit like that. But I do feel like I have my ways about me, you know what I mean? I feel like once my mind is made up about something, if I feel like it's right, I'm going to carry it like I feel like, it's right, you know what I'm saying? But when I think back to the fact that taking myself out of that scenario, right, and putting myself into her scenario. Being a mother of three kids, sometimes four, depending on if you're housing somebody else's kids at the time. Working in the world that we live now, now that I'm working and I understand what minimum wage is and, you know, cost of living and blah, 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 and trying to balance all of that out. And now having been married and divorced, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have two physical children that I've born myself, but... thinking about that and understanding trying to raise three kids as a single parent who has been married and divorced and has to do blah, blah, blah. Once you put all of those punctuations in and shit and put all of the information into the story and the context, when you're older, you look back with respect for what people had to do to be who they were. Because even while she was being absolute compassion. Because to me, respect and understanding is what breeds, you know, compassion. You know what I mean? So at that moment, I got to say, well, damn, man, like that, she was up against a lot. And not only was she doing all of those things as it related to the three of us, wherever we were on our journeys, she also, too, was a child that was... living from whatever experiences she had before us, because every adult is still a child, you know what I'm saying, in some way. And so now she has that also that she is working through, working against, working towards, whatever. And so that gives me a tremendous amount of compassion for my mom, because that at 30 I had no kids, I was going through a separation, I was all the way on the other side of the country with no real family or friends. Shout out to my Coca-Cola family over there that held me down. That was the family and friends I needed at the time. Shout out to everybody that talked to me on the phone while I was 3 hours, you know, away and shit like that, and helped to balance out the time. But just thinking about that and how I felt like my whole life was falling apart. But I didn't have anybody that I had to really fend for. I can only imagine what it's like to know that whether or not somebody eats or not is on you, and whether or not someone has lights or not is on you. When you by yourself, you know, you could rough it out. Yeah, you know. I done slept in a car too. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the circumstances I was in, you know, I done ate or not ate, but whether or not you gonna eat or not is not the same as whether or not your kids gonna eat or not. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the mothers out there that are making it happen. But nonetheless, I say all that to say that experience has given me a tremendous amount of compassion for what it takes to be in a position like that, mm-hmm. because at that time I did not understand, mm-hmm. But now with more experience I can see how that could, I still don't understand it fully because I haven't had to do it,
right?
But I can see how that could have been a heavy burden to bear, mm-hmm. considering the burdens of my own that, right. That I've borne. But
exactly.
With all that compassion though, I still, like I said, what I'm trying to figure out now is how not to compromise myself inside it, you know, while I'm putting myself in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
What if their shoes are too small? Mm-hmm. You know, my feet tight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it hurts to be in other people's shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my week. That's what it looked like. Deep and heavy. Yeah. More words than I needed, but I guess that's what needed to be said. But yeah, so shout out to I got EJ on here, as a matter of fact. So what's up, Erica? Hey, Aunt Pat. She said hey to us. Nina was trying to buzz in. If she tried again, then I'll probably let her in.
Okay.
Just to chit chat with us. But we were talking about something before the show started, and I was like, yeah, nah, we gotta stop so we could talk here.
What the things like COVID taught us?
Oh, what? Yeah, so talking about the things that COVID has taught us. And you were saying you feel like these are things that COVID has reminded us of. Mm-hmm. So let's start there. What has COVID reminded you of?
So COVID reminded me of a lot of things. It reminded me that there's some things I don't really need.
Okay.
It reminded me I didn't need to go out to eat every day and spend money on food.
Right.
I already knew that.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that because stuff was shut down.
And you couldn't.
I could not go.
Right.
I looked at my account and I said, oh, that's good. Right. I don't need to go. Money was
right everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It also reminded me that family is important, who I was in the household with.
Yeah.
I already knew that.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of that because that's who I was
had to be with
24/7.
Yeah.
It reminded me that your job can easily be taken away and come and go.
Yeah.
So I feel like it just, things that we already
kind of
reinforced,
it just reinforced
stuff that we forgot or that we just kind of overlooked. Like, you know, time is valuable. You know, we overlooked that. We always busy.
Right.
But COVID reminded us that, like, guess what? You can also sit down and
chill
do
the fuck out.
And chill out. So I just feel like all the things that I feel like people say COVID taught, I just feel like it reminded us of things that we already knew.
Right. So, see, and I guess that's where because I was trying to think through it when you were saying that. I'm like, yeah, she's right. You know, that is a reminder. But I think if no is the operative, I don't know if people know what we think they know. I don't even know if we know what we think we know. I think that we believe we know. Because, you know, so last week we were saying if people know better, they would do better, right? And there are things that I think people should know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's maybe better said that way, but I don't think everybody knew that time was valuable. I think that we should have known.
I can only
speak for yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would say that everybody knew that that was a thing. You know, like even down to the washing your hands and shit like that. And everybody's like, but yeah, this is all stuff that people should have already been doing. But they may not have already been doing it because they may not have been raised like that. Mm-hmm. So if they weren't raised to take care of themselves in that way and have that kind of hygiene, then this is something that they're learning mm-hmm. to do, that even though there's posters everywhere can wear that says wash your hands before you return to work right. and blah blah blah, but if that's not something that somebody required of them in their rearing, then they don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that's why I say what COVID has taught us, because I feel like in many ways COVID has forced us to do things that we should have known. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All along. Mm-hmm. You knowing that you don't have to go out and eat out every day, is it really a knowing? You don't have to choose to do that, but you could. You could go out and eat out every day.
But I should not. So because I could not, it let me know that I don't have to.
Yeah, right.
But that is not teaching me. And to me, that's just showing me what I already knew and just didn't do.
I understand. From that perspective, I understand.
I knew it, I just don't do it.
I just do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? But no, like, I think that, for me, I think that COVID has taught us, is you know what's funny? I think that COVID is teaching us that we have to know who we are. That's what I think that COVID is teaching us. I think that it's because there are so many things that you don't have control over on the outside of you that you once took for granted that were just available always. That now, in order for you to make decisions about how you will live, who, what, when, where, how, and why, now you have to actually get in touch with yourself to figure out what exactly that should look like as you move forward. I think that is what COVID is teaching us that a lot of people have not known. You know what I mean? I think that, and I would have to speak specifically for myself. I think that thinking about going back to vaccines and vaccinations and stuff like that, to know that now more recently, we try to throw a current event in, right? So now more recently, President Biden has, you know, initiated a mandate for employers of more than 100 employees mm-hmm. that people have to be vaccinated or test weekly, right? So there's probably a lot of details and stuff coming down the pipeline to make that more real. I don't think that jobs have just started, you know, mm-hmm. putting a hammer down. But I think that that's where the world is going, right? If you have a belief or not, can you stand on it? Can you stand on it? Can you survive? Do you have the faith to hold you through whatever that is? How do you live if it goes the other way? Like, I do feel like we are in a time now where, and I ain't gonna get all, you know, heavy into, you know, Mark of the Beast X type shit. But what I will say is that I do feel like the parallels between what we heard as some idea of what the world would become mm-hmm. is more kind of prevalent in the day that we live in at this moment. Like in 20 years ago when I was hearing about that kind of stuff and was afraid of it because it looked all dark and crazy and monsters and this and that and war and blah, blah, blah. I feel like I'm not experiencing it from that perspective. But I do feel like I am in a world where I have no control over myself and who or what I can or cannot be. And that there are governing matters around me that will dictate who and what I can be and where I can go. And I feel like that takes me back to those ideas without all of the horror story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we were taught that it was going to be knives and guns and, you know, this and that. You know, that's how I was going to look. But I feel like over time, we have been, A, desensitized to our privacy, to our right to choose and be. Over time, through social media, through all kinds of things, we have just been little by little giving ourselves away. You know what I mean? I remember when Snapchat really first came on the scene and stuff, and people were doing that. And that whole face recognition thing, I remember being so like, oh, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like once you give them that to use, it's all of this shit is somewhere. Like, this information is not just going, you know, and leaving. It's going and stored. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like over time we've been steadily getting to this place, and now I feel like it has become real. And I'm watching people who I never thought would accept such a thing accept with ease. And I feel like it's because they've been desensitized over time to, because it doesn't look like what they were taught. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's why I guess that goes back to what I guess I feel about when I say what people know and what they don't know. Because it depends on how what you knew looked like when you knew it. When you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As to what it feels like today. Mm-hmm. Because if I had to put the two together, then I might be like, you know, yeah, nah, this is apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, there's a certain level of conviction on the inside of me when I feel and deal with this whole thing that just looks so much like that thing, you know what I mean? And not knowing which way to, like, being forced to do anything, to me is a lack of freedom. And I get the safety around it and, you know, stuff like that. So don't get me wrong. Like, I absolutely know that COVID exists, like, as a disease, whatever it is, whether it's man-made, came from somewhere, somebody put it in the world, it just came on its own, whatever it is. I do know that that is real. I just think that all of the workings around it and how the world has changed in the last year and a half, while we've been experiencing it, I feel like it's taken us into a world that I am very uncertain about. You know, what if you right now you can't work? What if it came down to that? Like, to work, you got to be vaccinated. Well, if you don't work, you can't eat. And if you can't eat, how do you live? And all of that goes to a vaccine that determines your survival or not in a world where there is, that's full of disease.
Yeah,
that I'm not vaccinated against.
With the force,
you know what like I'm saying? That, so that, like, that I think that that is the part that continues to put me on a on the edge of concern around not what is in the vaccine and all that. Forget all that. I mean, I know I be talking my Walking Dead shit. And please know, all family and friends, that if it turns into that, shot to the head. That's it. I'm giving it to you now. I'm telling you. It's a fact. But that, I would say, is the least of my concern. My real concern is how we move into a world where we lack freedom to choose for ourselves who and what we get to be off of this one thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's lives is on the horizon of change around this thing. That is very, very scary to me, if I had to say. That's what makes me feel like there's something else there other than the thing that I'm presented with every day about it.
Yeah.
That it runs that deep. I feel like something small, big but small in the grand scheme. I'm gonna call it small, it's not, but I'm just saying, like, COVID has hit us hard quickly, you know, taking a lot of people up out of here, you know, changed the way we operate in this world and stuff like that. This thing, though, came and created change, unprecedented change, in a very short period of time. You know what I'm saying? And there are things that we have fought for hundreds of years, we can get no change about. Mm-hmm. To see that laws, mandates, all these things can happen around something like this. Mm-hmm. And again, this world is full of disease. So all kinds that we're all fighting and trying to stay away from and not get and shit like that every single day. But there are things that the government has not mandated against. You know what I'm saying? That is happening every single day. You know, like racism is a real thing, mm-hmm. that we watch
day after day.
Day after day, night after night. That we have to get up and march about and fight about and stand up about, and we're seeing it in front of our very eyes. We're watching people get killed right in front of us on social media and TV and this, that, and the third. And it's taken generation mm-hmm. after generation after generation to make change mm-hmm. around it.
Yeah.
And then something comes and then boom, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah,
it blows me away.
Yeah, I just think for me, like, to still, like, for us to still be talking about it is exhausting too. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's exhausting.
Yeah.
And but for me, I just feel like people that choose to get the vaccine, people that don't, I don't like. I'm not here to tell somebody go get it. Like, this is your choice.
Right.
It's your choice to get it. It's your choice not to.
Yeah.
And this whole back and forth between vaccinated people and unvaccinated people is just too much.
Right.
It's too much. It's,
and I really don't care. You know, I don't care if people get it or they don't. I think the only part I care about is the part that impacts me. I don't even care if the whole world got it, but they said, you know what, Takana? You don't want it? Then, you know, you live with the fact that you chose not to get it, whatever that is.
And you know, people that got it live with the fact that
they got
it.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
I feel like if it was that simple, it might be less of a conversation. But I think that because I'm not even talking about what's in it. We don't know what's in the food. We talked about that.
Right.
We don't know what's in the food. We don't know what's in the lotion. We don't know what's in the hand sanitizer.
We don't know what's in the hookah.
Right.
Puffing hookah. We don't know.
But the only thing that I can say about all of that is that those things give us choices. Mm-hmm. You choose to smoke hookah, mm-hmm. not knowing what's in it or not. Mm-hmm. No one is making you. There are hookah lounges that exist, but I know people have never been in one.
Yeah, and in
you
the
know
beginning,
what I'm saying?
Getting the vaccine was a choice too.
Correct.
But not so much
right.
anymore.
Yeah, but if they all of a sudden start saying, like, everybody got to smoke hookah. Everybody got to do it. No matter what. And if you don't smoke hookah, then you can't work or you can't go to this place. Or that's when it starts to make it feel... Mm-hmm. very suspect-ish around not the vaccine itself, but around the thing that is operating outside the vaccine.
No, I understand.
That, you know what I'm
I
saying?
Understand.
So yeah, and I know that we're not
yeah.
debating it.
Yeah,
I just think for our viewers and stuff, like, choose whatever you choose. I think that's
and
what's
live
important.
With that choice.
Yeah, I think it's yeah. important to choose what you choose and live with that choice. I feel like it's unfortunate, though, that people who choose not to live with that choice mm-hmm. are going to be penalized for yeah. not making that choice. And the people who are vaccinated get to live in this, like, exclusive type of world where everything is available and accessible to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact that there are people choosing the vaccine for availability and accessibility. You know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact. They're not choosing it because of their health. Mm-hmm. They're not choosing it because of what it's going to protect them. Because keep it 100, we all know that people with vaccines get COVID.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I saw somebody, my man Curtis, he had posted something the other day. And it said that this was in this family's obituary. And of course, I don't know how true or not this is. Mm-hmm. But just speaking to the post that I saw. So it said, our daughter... got vaccinated And it was almost like our daughter got vaccinated and got sick because of people who didn't get vaccinated. And that cost her her life. And just in reading it, I'm like, so the unvaccinated killed your vaccinated daughter, but the unvaccinated is alive, able to kill a vaccinated person. Like, that narrative just sounds just the conversation around
putting
that
blame on
for anybody around who or how or why when we don't even really know.
Right.
Again, for me, it just goes back to the choice. Yeah. Like, so I think that's the part that, you know, I think that's the part that is disturbing. Mm-hmm. That we live in a world, that we now live in a world that many, many years ago did not exist to us, even though we probably knew eventually it could or would. Mm-hmm. And now we're finally here at the doorstep of it. And I wonder if everybody is ready for what is next and what it will take to survive in a world that looks like this.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Because
if I had to stop working today.
Oh my God, we had three things that you've said.
Oh shit, she got cars for us. Let's time in.
Three of them.
Okay, let's time in. And then we'll talk in between the cars. Let's time in.
So
one car. I'm going to put it with the people so they can see, cuz they never get to see.
Oh, okay.
Cuz they might see over here, but so this car says there is no control. Wow. Wow. Every time on point. There is no control. What will happen next? Ain't this shit crazy?
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but that's why we here.
What is this?
And this says, what is being trained? What is being trained? All right, tell us about these cars.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about these three cars that we got.
I didn't even know which one to choose.
Hey, it looked like we chose them all.
Sitting here.
It looks like the universe chose the cars. Wait, let me go back real quick because, you know, our faithful audience member, Barbara Smith. What up, cuz? By the way, always watching. Good looking. Now, we might have to start, like, you know, having a loyal watcher some shit. Because, Barbara, you deserve a high five. Do I got a high five button over here? I don't see one. But virtual high five,
virtual
Barbara.
High five,
it says, I compare COVID with a so-called friend smiling in your face and talking behind your back and you know it. COVID, whatever it is real and is killing. Your choice is to not take the shot or not. The Lord gives you choices also. And then Nina says it's like something out of a movie. Barbara said being funny. And then Charles Kirkland says, I see you, cuz. And Nina said, that's crazy to the last thing I just said. So I like to kind of make note of what people are saying out there when they're saying it. But yeah, let's get into these cards and time in. You know, I done wrapped up our time with all this.
Oh, no.
All this
okay.
talk anyway.
All
so.
Right. So there's no control.
There's no control, guys.
All right. I have my new glasses.
Hit us out. Uh-oh.
I need to take them off.
You need to take the glasses off to read?
No, I can't.
You want me to read it?
Let me see. Hold on. I just got to. I'm trying to get the glasses right. There we go.
It's the glare?
It's the progressive.
Okay. So it's
the,
like
it's the. You got to go down or straight or up.
To find it, you gotta find. Okay.
Yeah, see, I can't learn, be right here.
I learned something new every day. I ain't know nothing about progressive glasses.
Yeah, because it's two prescriptions in it.
Oh, so you cannot see up and you cannot see down. You
it's my distance
out.
In reading in one.
Oh wow!
So like distance is in the middle.
So you basically got two eyes in every glasses, every lens. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Technology.
Much of the conflict we face in our day-to-day lives is related to our desire to always be in control.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like to relax our need to be in charge of what happens to us and other people?
Wow.
The world continues doing what it does, whether we get involved or not.
Absolutely. Say that line one more time.
The world continues doing what it does, whether we get involved
or not.
Consider your own body. So much just happens without you doing anything at all. Your heart pumps,
mm-hmm.
your digestive system digests, mm-hmm. and your mind remembers to come back to the present when it becomes distracted.
Whew. Yo. Hey. Yo. This car right here. For the people in the front and the back. Like, I feel like everybody got to understand that. I feel like control is one of our greatest, or the need to control is one of our greatest enemies. Mm-hmm. I feel like self-control is important. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a principle. Mm-hmm. It's a fruit of the spirit,
yes, it is.
As they say. So yes, self-control is imperative. Like self-regulation.
Yep.
But controlling other people and having control over circumstance is an easy way to drive yourself insane. Mm-hmm. Because we do not have control over other people. Mm-hmm. And we do not have control over the circumstance. Mm-hmm. The only thing we have control over is us and the choices we make. And even in the choices that we make, we still don't have control over the outcome.
There is no control.
And because of that, I think it's important, going back to what we were saying at the beginning of the show, that you do what needs to be done for you, whatever that is. And that goes back to all the conversations we had about COVID before, mm-hmm. where people really got to kind of get into the place where they meditate on it, mm-hmm. figure out if it's fear-based or faith-based, or, you know, whatever it is that aligns with whatever it is that they need, and then be able to stand in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that you at least have a piece about the decision you've made around whatever it is that's going on in your life, mm-hmm. and that you could be good with it. I think the issue is the disruption. It goes back to what I said, that people don't really know. We are COVID is causing people to learn themselves, mm-hmm. and discover mm-hmm. themselves in ways that they couldn't before because of all of the distractions. It's having to sit down and be with yourself and be with a limited number of people and not having access to all the things that we had access to before has put us in a position where we have to face and deal. And I think I said that like when we first really got started on the show. And in that facing and dealing, some people are rejecting. Mm-hmm. And so further distracting themselves because they don't want to deal. Mm-hmm. And then other people that, you know, are out here healing. Shout out to all those people that are trying and working on it because they are seeing the differences and seeing where change needs to be made. And making those changes, even though change is uncomfortable, as you know, we always say. But control, man, that's the one. That's the one that'll take you out when you're trying to control other people and trying to control the outcome. Because you could do everything right. Know this, people, good people. You could do everything right and it still turn out wrong. As long as other people and other things are involved. Period. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even matter. What's our next card?
What will happen next?
Okay.
Asking what will happen next can be very powerful. Just by inviting the question, we prime our minds to be on the lookout.
Okay.
Like a cat waiting at a hole for the mouse to come out. With your body relaxed and eyes open, try asking yourself this question and carefully watch your mind to see what grabs its attention. Where does it move? What is the next thought that arises? What prompted it?
So, what will happen next? That was our second card.
So, that genre of cards is the curiosity and joy. So, like...
And what was this one right here? This one is rest and balance. Yeah, okay, rest and balance. This one is the curiosity and joy card. I feel like this card is the card that tells us about anticipation, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mindfulness and manifestation. Yeah. It's about putting your mind on what it is that you want mm-hmm. to have happen next and being so, in essence, tunnel visioned around it. Mm-hmm. Not that you have fooled yourself in some way, but so that you are creating your own reality of what's going to be the next thing. But again, that is all on you. You can't be fending for other people, mm-hmm. figuring out who or what they gonna be mm-hmm. and what they gonna do. But you gotta set some intentions for yourself and understand that when you operate in your space doing what you're supposed to do in alignment with what you say you need or not, then what happens next is what you say will happen next. Yeah. When you are in control of just yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And taking out that fear piece and that angst and that anguish around what everybody else got going on. What's our last card? You putting it back?
This one.
Yeah.
So this one is what is being
trained. What is being trained?
The connections and pathways in our brains change over the course of our lives based on how we think, what we do, and where we are. In other words, our minds and our brains are constantly being trained. When you cultivate awareness, you can make a choice to have more control over what qualities you develop in yourself. Knowing this, what do you want to train your mind in right now?
AOB, ain't it crazy that the cards always tell the story in the end? How she always grab cards out that's like ready for the show? Universe take care of us every time, don't it?
Yeah, if it freaks me out a little bit.
It do.
It does.
Yeah, it does is right. I shouldn't have said it.
It do.
But you know. It do. You know what I meant.
No, I didn't say it does to be smart.
Yeah, no, I know. But when you said it does, I'm like, yeah. But I do that a lot. Like, I'll say it the wrong way, but I know the right way, and then I correct it.
You're a wordsmith. You know how words go.
I know a thing.
Yeah, but it freaks me out a little bit. Because it...
Why?
Well, because it just lets me know that I have an ear that
is how powerful you are. It lets you know how powerful you are.
And that I hear what is happening around me and I feel it.
Yeah. That you are in alignment. Mm-hmm. And so you are participating.
Kind of like prophetic a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing is that you are not creating the prophecy. You are participating in the... You are endorsing the prophecy mm-hmm. by being available. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so... That's what it is. When you're in the right place, when you're available in the line and you're in the right place, you know, it all supposed to line up.
It's supposed to.
When you're available and in alignment. So get available and align, good people. But first that goes to, you know, figuring out who you are.
Yeah.
Who are you and what is it that you want? Get in alignment and be available. And let the prophecy be endorsed in your actions and the decisions that you make around your life. Man, heavy shit. Crazy. Who are we? Riot.
Yes, we are.
We are a riot. All right, man, let's get out of here. We done already got pushed past 10 minutes. E, drop our affirmation on us so that we can get about this studio and let B be free.
Okay. I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole.
We are here and we are whole. Until next Sunday, peace. 5 p.m., Rhythmics Radio. Communion. TK the Kid and E-Day.
Peace out.
Peace out. Where's the music? Where's the music, B? There we go. There we go, B. There we go. There we go, B. There we go. I think that's my favorite part of the show. The beginning and the end.
The music.
Yeah, the music. Hey, you know what? I feel like our mans gave us some good tunes. Yeah. All right, I'm going to see if I got a bar. Yeah. Wait, let me see. Yeah. See, I don't got nobody hyping me up. That's why I don't work. I be hyping y'all. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Hey. Hey. Yeah.
I don't got it.
Oh, shit. Had me going, too. Had me going. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you was hype.
I was ready.
You was right
I
ain't there. Have
it.
No.
Was right there.
Right there.
No, you it was. Like, right it there. Was. It
yeah.
was.
Yeah, see, if they talk, she talk about ghosts, I ain't got it.
Yeah, all
right. I don't got it. Look at you looking at me
you
like that.
It was right there. It was right
sure?
There.
And we're out.
It was right there.
You think so?
It was right there.
All right, I'm going to practice this week. I'm coming with two bars. Oh, E got a bar.
No,
she coming in.
I want to hear you like clearly. Oh. That's why I put it back
oh,
in.
Oh, I'm about to say, E coming back with a bar.
I got a bar.
Yes, you do. One. All right, I'm going to give a bar to your bar. Bar for bar. Let's go. What you got? What you got?
We're going to pick
it's
up.
It's the breakdown,
kill it.
See?
We gonna pick up
what you
kill
got?
Like, we're going to pick up
what
and
you
kill
got?
It. Like,
kill it and kill it and kill it and kill it.
pick up and kill it. So is that what we're gonna do? We're gonna pick up and kill it.
Apparently not. Apparently not. That's not. That's apparently not. That's not what's happening right here. If you haven't figured that out.
Like B. Just because you got bars and shit, don't mean that you can talk shit to us.
I don't got bars. Y'all got the bars.
Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it. Yeah, see, I was there.
But you gotta say a bar and then.
No, you supposed to say a bar.
I pick it up.
No, I said you. And you try to give it back to me.
It's E-Day in the place to be. We're sitting at the table being so silly. Hey. I don't know what to say. Here we go. Uh-huh. I'm passing it to TK the kid. And say it. And pick up and kill it. I'm TK. Like.
No.
You're supposed to have a pocket full of rhymes for your name. No. You know what I mean?
No.
Kid.
Bid.
No.
Did.
No.
Kid.
No.
Kid.
Come back with kid again if you got to.
No.
No.
What's up with you guys?
Speak. I make you weak. I kiss you on the cheek.
Everybody else got the bars. That's it.
Yeah.
Period.
And I got the yo.
She's the hype man.
I got the yo.
She's the hype man. That's it.
That's it. Damn, you disappointed?
That's it, yo.
Everybody knows.
I think she's just as disappointed.
Are you disappointed, E? I'm going to work on it. You know what, y'all? Listen.
You see what her shirt says.
Hey, they just called me up.
You see what her shirt says.
I see. She's saying no excuse. Right. I'm gonna go and write some shit down, and I'm gonna have it next week.
Stingy with the Nero.
My name is TK, and I'm the best. Hey. All the DJs want.
What?
I don't know.
To touch my dreads.
Oh, to touch my dreads.
Won't.
See, my shit don't work like that.
See, I get what it is. She just keep backing out until the music stops. Because the music about to end. And she going to be like, oh, see, well, we got to get out of here now.
Yeah, that's it. So why you ain't stop the music yet? But look at how she looking at me like, yeah, no, I don't like it. You're not buying that? I really don't have rhymes like that. Like, my mind doesn't work like that. I think it's the music.
Oh, that's it.
No, for real. I think it's the music. Till next week.